This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, T, we got a lot of things to hit here. We do so with former first overall pick back in the day out of USC. Number one in 2003, 14 years in the NFL, three Pro Bowls, almost 300 touchdowns, and that is Carson Palmer, who's been with us many times. Carson, Tiki and Tierney, how are you, buddy?
Good, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing great. I know you have a different personality than Keyshawn. So when Keyshawn fires off the tweet, you know, hey, this is it. You know, I can't fight on anymore with Clay Helton. I mean, first of all, you know, was your level of support fully expired for Helton before they made the move? Were you surprised at all?
Well, I'm always in support. It's a very special university to me, and I had a great, great experience there. And I'm like a fan now. I'm like everybody else. I just want to see them succeed and see us get back that respect level that we had almost a decade ago or more now. And so that's what I want. So I'm always going to support. I'm just a proud alumnus, and that's just how I'm going to feel. But I wasn't surprised. I mean, I felt like that writing was on the wall. It was just going to take a game or two to, an opponent that was an underdog like Stanford was, because we've just been hearing about Clay Helton and being on the hot seat now for, I think, 3 or 4 years. I mean, ever since they won the Rose Bowl with Sam Darnold at the helm. So I think the writing's been on the wall for a long time. And unfortunately, you know, it came early in the season. Fortunately, from a fan standpoint, that gives us a ton of time to find the right coach and
yep.
really vet out the process and, do our due diligence in finding the right man to lead the program in the future.
Are you of the mindset, Carson, that right man's got to have some NFL DNA? Because that's pretty much the popular thought. Do you subscribe to that?
I don't. I mean, I think the right man, it's such a difficult job. And obviously, it's taken them three head coaches since Pete Carroll to fill those shoes. But you got to be able to deal with the LA media. You got to be able to deal with all the alumni and the boosters. You got to be able to deal with the parents. You got to be able to deal with the school. It's just a very, very difficult job. Being in the LA media, a lot like being in the New York media, just adds a whole other element. So regardless of NFL guy, college guy, regardless of offensive, defensive minded guy, it's just such a multifaceted job. You got to have so many abilities and talents, but I don't think any of that stuff matters. You know, I get so frustrated when I see teams talking about, oh, you know, he's a Michigan man or,
yeah.
you know, they went to the school. That doesn't matter. If you get that job, a job like USC, it doesn't matter where you went to college. It doesn't matter where you went to high school, NFL, you know, college pro experience, all that is thrown out the window. If you're the right man to lead young men, and you're the right man to recruit the top talent from around the country, not just the Southern California talent.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the right man to deal with the alumni and the president of the school and the media and all those things like we've been talking about, then it doesn't matter. All those things are thrown out the window. I just think they need to find the right guy now.
So we're talking to Carson Palmer. Carson, first overall pick back in 2003. Terrific player, almost 300 touchdowns, couple of the Pro Bowls, talking shop here on Tiki and Tierney.
Carson, I wonder if the university reaches out to any of you famous, you know, influential alums about your opinions about any of this. Have they reached out to any of you guys?
No. It shocks me every time we go through a head coaching hire. I'm like, you know, talking to different buddies and have a great network of guys that played for guys and would give the yay or nay on a certain individual. And it always blows my mind when schools don't reach in
yeah.
and really when they're vetting the process, reach in and just find out if somebody knows somebody that coached for him or played with him or played under him. Or, you know, we ex-players have a vast knowledge. We have PhDs in the sport.
Yeah, true.
You know, myself and Tiki included, when you play for as long as we did, we've got all kinds of information and knowledge and a great network to dive into, and it always blows my mind that these schools think they can do it on their own. But no, nobody's reached out to me.
Yeah, would you reach out to Mike Bone and say, hey, I love the school, just like you said to us, that I had an unbelievable experience. My name means something there. Let me help you. Would you ever do that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've offered my services many times and I've talked with a couple guys over the years, but you know, I've got a, you know, I think, like I said earlier, you know, week two of the college football season is early to fire somebody.
Yeah.
And it gives everybody else that you're recruiting against a chance to go, see, they just fired, you know, you got to play that game too. But the positive side of it is you got all the time in the world and you're the first job that opens up.
Yeah.
You got the first crack at the top talent. If you wait till January, February, March to fire somebody, and there's a bunch of other schools that fired the heads of their programs before you, they got first crack at the biggest names on the list. So I do think it is an advantage to have this amount of time in front of us to find the right guy.
All right, Carson, you tell me if I'm off base with this here, but everything that you just said, there's no doubt, I'm not going to challenge the notion, because literally you're correct that you guys have plenty of time to get this right. But where's the evidence that the administration will get it right? They can have a five-month head start on every other school. They don't call you. They don't call Keyshawn. They don't call some of the prominent alumni. I mean, what in the world are they doing? So why would we think that even with time on their side that they'll finally get it right?
Hope. That's being a fan, right? It's just the hope and the chance that we'll get another Pete Carroll when everybody thinks that there was a bust hire. So it's just hope. I mean, you know, if you're going to look at the flip side of it, this is Mike Bone's first real hire. I mean, he inherited Clay Helton and he extended him, but this is the first time for the University of Southern California that he's gone through the vetting and hiring process from the jump. So that's where I'm sticking my hope. My belief is that this is his first and hopefully his last hire for the head coach, because hopefully this next guy holds the helm for a long time.
Yeah, no, let's hope so. And we knew that this was coming to an end for Clay Helton when down by 29 in the third quarter and beginning of the fourth quarter against Stanford at home, the Coliseum started to empty. The antithesis of that is what you're trying to do, which is fill the stadium. Tell us about this a little bit, because this is a great effort that you've been a part of. Last time we had you on, you talked about this as well. You're working alongside Compassion International to help up to 70,000 children and families who were impacted by the COVID pandemic last year. Tell us more about this, Carson.
Yeah, Tiki, real quick, your segue game is phenomenal.
How about that, Carson?
That was really smooth.
I've been thinking about it the whole segment, though.
That was really good. No, it's a great initiative. You know, this came about when COVID happened, and Compassion adopts children from all over the world, hundreds of thousands of children, and provides food, shelter, water, clothing, schooling, and teaches them about Christ. So it's this great organization that raises their money. And part of the way that they were sponsoring children, we were able to sponsor children, was from, you know, church events, concerts, and all these things that were canceled because of COVID. And so it's an initiative that started to really find a different avenue to get healthcare and, like I said, all, you know, medicine and all these things to these kids that was outside of concert venues where they were raising money, and church Sundays where they were raising money. So it's a way that we can all donate and we can all be involved and we can all sponsor a kid that's living in extreme poverty, the absolute most extreme poverty on the planet. You know, children without homes, children without, you know, parents and support at all. So we're talking about the most impoverished children, and it's a great organization. You can log on at compassion.com, Fill the Stadium Initiative. There's a lot of different ways. There's an Instagram link. You can go through my Instagram link, Carson Palmer 3. There's a lot of ways to get involved, and I just want to encourage everybody to get involved.
Yeah, Carson, you guys are amazing. You guys have crushed this already. 90% of the goal, $31.5 million have already been raised through Fill the Stadium. Awesome. $31.5 million.
Awesome.
That is unbelievable, Carson. Congrats. And we'll keep pushing that out. Again, it's fillthestadium.com or Compassion International, or just go to Carson's Instagram, Twitter, follow him. He'll get you to the right spot. One of your former teams has a great young quarterback, and Joe Burrow. I was worried about him tearing his ACL. What was it, 8 or 9 games into the season? It felt late, and he's got to rehab. And what's he going to look like? He comes back, and he looks amazing in Week 1. Surprised at how quickly he rebounded and got right back to the form that we saw him last year.
I wasn't surprised about that. I was surprised about how much time he had in the pocket to throw the ball.
Mm. Nice.
I was really concerned about the offensive line play and you know, him coming off that injury and not being quite himself, not having that fast twitch back, not having that quickness back in his feet. He didn't really need it in Week 1. I mean, he was able to step into a lot of his throws. He had a bunch of really clean pockets. He had guys that everybody was questioning, like Ja'Marr Chase, about their ability to make big plays, and he had guys making big plays around him. But it's definitely something that concerns me going forward. I mean, as the season progresses, you lose your left tackle, you lose a center, you drop a guy. They're just not very deep. So that's something I'm keeping an eye on, because the better protection and the better pocket he has coming off this injury is gonna be a saving grace for him, because it's really difficult to come off that injury where you can't step into throws and you've got to avoid guys, you know, half the times you're dropping back and do quick movements from side to side. You know, those things you'll see continue to grow and continue to get stronger and stronger throughout the rest of this year and into next year. Yep. But I just hope they can keep them clean in Week 2 like they did in Week 1.
They got talent, as you know, and they look pretty good. Carson, let me hit you with one more thing before I let you go. We'll talk to Carson Palmer. So I want to get your thoughts. I'm not sure if you dive too deeply into tape yet. Probably not. But last year's quarterback crop, the 5 first-rounders, everybody knew Trevor Lawrence, generational type. Everybody knew about Fields on the radar with the Buckeyes. Mac Jones was a guy who ascended late. Wilson was very intriguing, but a bit of an unknown. And Lance was a complete wild card because nobody really saw him. And it shook out the way it shook out. The potential, you know, first-round picks this year, who do you like the best? And is it a strong group? I mean, if you're a team right now that's probably looking for a quarterback in the top 10 next year, do you like what you see or no?
Well, time will tell. I mean, it's only 1 week and only really one of the guys. Trevor Lawrence is the only guy that actually played in Week 1.
And Wilson. And Mac.
Oh, that's true. That's true. So, yeah. So, it's just so tough to tell. I mean, week one as a starting quarterback, your first year is so difficult. You can't see long-term projections until these guys get through this season, at least week 13, 14, 15. But I think it's a strong group. I mean, when you lead with Trevor Lawrence, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to have a phenomenal career. And I know he threw some picks in Week 1, and he's playing on a bad team and all that, but I mean, the runway is extremely long for Trevor. I mean, his skill set and abilities and what he did in college and against NFL-type talent in college, I think, is enough that I can, you know, stand on the table and say, I think this guy's going to be a great pro. These other guy, you know, Justin Fields doesn't have a ton of tape. Wilson concerned me a little bit coming out of college. You know, didn't have a ton of tape at BYU, wasn't a captain. I think there's enough question marks around this group that we don't know if this is going to be a great class or not. We need to give this class time. But when you start the class off with Trevor Lawrence, who is like starting a class off with an Andrew Luck type ability and talent, I think that's always a good thing about a class.
Carson, good catching up, man. Really appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And we'll tweet something out for you. Help me with the good initiative for the kids. Thanks, buddy.
I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Carson.
Thanks, fellas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.